I wasn't going to share this word because when Father Bob read that scripture, I thought it just spoke to me. I thought, well, I think this is something God wants us to hear. And nothing, it's nothing new. There's nothing new under the sun, S-O-N, but it feels new all the time. So think about what's going on here. And this is particularly not just Peter's calling, but the Holy Spirit emphasizes Peter. Now, you understand that later, Peter kind of lived out what he warned Jesus about when he said, "Depart from me, I'm a fearful man, a sinful man." And though Peter was the leader of the 12, he is the one who famously denied Christ 3 times. Now, the wonderful thing is that John, and it would be in John's story, of course, John, the beloved disciple, understood the heart of Christ so well that it was in John's gospel where Peter's restored, where Jesus says to him those 3 times. And then he says, "Feed my lambs, tend my sheep." And the first 2 times when he asked Peter, he uses the word agape. He said, "Do you love me with perfect love?" And Peter said, "Lord, I love you with imperfect love. I love you, but it's not perfect. It's phileo love." Jesus will then feed my lambs. And then he asked him again. He said, "Peter, do you love me with perfect love?" And Peter said, "Lord, you know that I love you with imperfect love." And Jesus said, "Well, feed my sheep." And then the 3rd time, Jesus, he says, "Do you love me with imperfect love?" And it says Peter was troubled because he kept asking these things. And he said to Jesus, "Jesus, you know all things. In other words, you know me. And you know I love you. And it's not perfect love, but I love you." And Jesus said once again to him, "Feed my sheep." And so in this scripture, when Peter's called, like 3.5 years earlier, and Peter's a professional fisherman. Now, Peter had been fishing all night long and had caught nothing. Jesus was not a fisherman. He was a carpenter. He was an inlander. He didn't live close to the Sea of Galilee, where Peter did most of his work. And so when Jesus said to him, after he had through speaking, he was standing in the boat speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep. Let down your nets for a catch." And Simon answered and said, "Master, we worked hard all night and caught nothing. But at your bidding, I will let down the nets." And when they had done this, they enclosed a great quantity of fish, and their nets began to. And they signaled to their partners in the other boat, for them to come and help them. And they came and filled both of the boats, so that they began to sink. And when Simon Peter saw that, again, being a professional fisherman, he knew this was a supernatural thing. When Simon Peter saw, he fell down at Jesus' feet, saying, and the language here is he didn't just say this once, he kept saying it again and again and again, saying, "Depart from me, for I'm a sinful man, O Lord." Now, one of the things you remember to do was to reveal the truth about the Father. No man, it said, had seen God at any time, but Christ came to reveal him. And the Jewish understanding of God was he was a perfectionist and wouldn't tolerate failure. He was distant, and so he wasn't referred to as Father. Yahweh really couldn't pronounce it because we put the A in the E there to make it something we could say, but Yahweh's not. It's not that. It's YW, like YH, something like that. It's impronounceable. But they thought it meant, I'll show this again, Sunday too, but they thought this meant that God was unapproachable. You couldn't even say his name. And so, Lord, I just now something about you is not the same as me and need to depart from me, for I'm a sinful man, because he figured that's what was going to happen, that God would not tolerate him. God's in this somehow, so go ahead and get it over with and depart from me, because it's going to happen, because I'm going to fail. The interesting thing, though, the word Yahweh, what are the letters again, Brett? No, in English.
YHWH.
Yeah, YHWH. So if you're gonna, say that, there are no vowels, and so you can't use your lips and you can't use your tongue. So, but what it sounds like, when the Jews would try to say it, it would sound like this. Taking a breath, basically a sigh, so that even when a child is born and the first time when they get spanked, they go, they're saying the name of God. Whenever you're in a place of brokenness, or your children, or somebody, there's that, you just said God's name. Literally every time we take a breath in and out, we're saying his name. So the very fact that his name is that wasn't meant to say to them he's a distant God. It means that every breath, I created you to so need me, for me, I love you so, that every breath you take, you're saying my name. You're calling out to me. But Peter's understanding was a religious one. They had added performance to everything. And so he said, Lord, depart from me, I'm a sinful man. And literally was begging him to. And then I love what Jesus did. He said this before amazement had seized him and all his companions, because of the catch of fish which they had taken. So all of them were blown away. But only Peter said again and again, for I'm a sinful man. And also James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And then Jesus said to Simon, now they all were amazed. All of them, it says. But Peter's the one who kept saying, Lord, depart from me, I'm a sinful man. Depart from me. Depart from me, I'm a sinful man. He was begging him to. And so even though they're all amazed, when Jesus speaks, he speaks to Simon. And he says this, do not fear. What was he saying do not fear about? I'm never going to depart from you. He didn't say, oh, Simon, you're not a sinful man. Because he knew that wasn't true. We live in a fallen world. Jesus warned him, gave him a word, said, listen, Satan's obtained permission to sift you like wheat. He says, but I'm going to pray that your faith won't fail. And when you turn again, strengthen your brothers. Why? Because they're all going to fail too. They're going to abandon Jesus at the cross. From now on, you'll be catching men. Not only am I not going to depart from you, you're just what I'm looking for. Someone who can impact others. And when they had brought their boats to land, they left everything and followed him. And that when Jesus came out of the court after Peter had denied him the third time, cursing,